Yeah.
Welcome to the Run Through with Vogue, Victoria. We are so excited to have you. And I want to know, welcome to New York. What do you pack when you're traveling?
Oh my gosh. To New York City. I pack a lot. I like to have options.
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah, I like to have options, so quite a lot, because okay. You never know what you might need. So.
Do you plan your outfits ahead of time? That was, I have to say, one of my favorite moments of the groundbreaking documentary.
Well, thank you.
Beckham. And I loved that David plans his outfits a week in advance. Mm-hmm. Do you have the same thing happening in your closet?
You know I do. Okay. I like to make sure that I have all eventualities covered. So Okay. Yeah, I do. I like to be quite organized.
Okay.
But have options for sure.
Do you work with anyone to do that? Do you have a stylist?
No. No. I never work with a stylist. Okay. Other than when I'm doing the show.
Okay.
You know, it's just me.
You started the clothing line, Victoria Beckham, in 2008. Why? What was the original thought bubble?
I think it's always been a passion and a dream that became a reality.
And did you feel like you had to prove yourself or change in any way to be taken seriously as a fashion designer?
No.
Okay.
I think that there was a naivety back then. You know, if I had known now, then, if that's the right way, I might not have had the courage to do it. But, you know, there was a naivety that had a sense of freedom about it.
Was there one moment you can think of when you felt like, oh, I've made it as a designer. I am a designer now and the world is watching.
After my first show in Paris, mm-hmm. I felt very proud, very accomplished. And I felt that I have worked very hard over the years to earn my place there mm-hmm. and earn the right to feel that I deserve to be there. Mm-hmm. But I feel that I have to continue to prove to myself, not to anybody else. You know, I was always quite aware that people might have preconceptions.
Right.
And even when I first started, it always had to be about the product.
What is your process like now? Like, how many collections are you working on? What is the day-to-day?
So 4 collections a year, 2 main collections, 2 pre-collections, and obviously we have accessories and everything else that goes on, mm-hmm. collaborations that we might be working on.
Who's the dream person to wear your clothes?
Oh my gosh, I would love to dress Cate Blanchett.
Oh, wonderful.
I do, I love her.
Wonderful, so that feels doable.
That would be a dream,
If you're not wearing Victoria Beckham, mm-hmm. who are you wearing?
Maybe a little bit of vintage. I actually really love what goes around comes around mm-hmm. when I'm here in New York. But, you know, in London, we have so many great vintage stores. So
yeah.
I love to, you know, potter around and find those hidden gems.
Wonderful. What's the last great vintage piece you bought?
Gosh. Well, I do like to collect vintage denim. So that okay. would probably be when I'm here.
Victoria, I do feel like the documentary that came out this fall was just a seismic event for the culture world. I feel like everyone sort of stopped and couldn't talk about anything else. Did you expect that it would be that reaction?
We were thrilled by the reaction, because I think when you do something like that, it can go one of two ways. Yeah,
yeah.
We were very honest.
Yeah.
And I suppose that puts you in a position where you feel a little vulnerable, mm-hmm. right? But it was quite the experience. And I think to be in the hands of Fisher, mm-hmm. who is someone that we really admire and respect, you have to trust. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a time where we were just really, really honest. And I think when you feel honest, and when you're being honest, that can make you at your most vulnerable. And it was very real. It was, you know, there was no holding back.
Well, I have to say, my biggest takeaway from it was the Beckhams are all about family. Well, and also the sort of weird cooking shed, which I also love.
Don't tell him you called it a shed. It's a very fabulous tent.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
But I'm curious about, what is the Beckham family group chat look like?
Well, I think it was Harper actually that set the chat up.
Okay.
And we all like to really participate. You know, we're a very close family and we really value each other mm-hmm. and time together. We like to, even when we're traveling, make sure that we're all communicating regularly. And yeah.
Does it have a name?
I think it's not as interesting as you might think. I think it's like Beckham family chat or something like that. But, you know,
what's your most used emoji?
Probably the crying emoji where we're laughing, the cry, because everybody in the Beckham family does have, well, I think we're all really funny, especially me, like really funny, like comedy value, right? I would like to think, yeah.
How often are you talking on the phone to your kids or seeing them?
A lot, okay. A lot. You know, myself and David like to not travel at the same time, so one of us can always be home with Harper. Mm-hmm.
She's the only one who's still at home.
She is. You know, Cruz, he travels a lot, and, you know, Romeo has his own place right now, and Brooklyn lives in LA.
Okay.
But me and David like to not be away at the same time.
Okay.
Because one of us likes to be at home doing the school run, you know, all those kind of things.
I know. I have to say, seeing Harper as an almost a adult made me feel old because I remember sitting next to her at one of your fashion shows and she was picking her nose as a four-year-old.
I know. Well, there was that iconic image of Harper sitting next to Anna.
Yes.
I think she had the same hair. She had the bob like Anna. The only difference was that Harper had her entire fist up her nostril.
Yes.
Thankfully, Anna was not picking her nose, but Harper was. But they had, you know, matching hairstyles.
Well, I wonder, now that you have kids who are adults, and mostly, I mean, three sons who are mm-hmm. adults, do you have advice for them as they sort of enter dating, or for Brooklyn as a young married person?
I think you just got to be there for them. You know, I think communication is key, and be there to support him and Nicola. And I don't like to offer advice. You know, I think I'm always just there. Me and David, we're always just there.
Are you excited to be a grandmother? Is that going
oh,
to happen
Jesus.
Soon?
Jesus. What? Woo! Hang on. I don't think it's happening just yet. Unless you guys know something that I don't, it's not happening just yet.
I got married at in my late 20s, and to me, I was not ready yet, but immediately my mother was ready for that to be next topic of conversation.
The last time I was with Anna, I was like, Anna, what do your grandchildren call you? And she said to me, Anna.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. And I was like, well, that is very elegant, so maybe I'll take that route.
Yes, yes, exactly.
But it's not happening just yet. But, but you know, hopefully one day if I am blessed, then that would be wonderful. But we're not there just Christ,
it's hot.
Guys, it's hot in here. What's happening?
Is it different being a mother-in-law than a mother? Is that, I don't know.
You know, I think Nicola's wonderful. And yeah. I think that she's so talented. She's so passionate about what she does. And her and Brooklyn make each other super happy. And that is wonderful to see. As a mother, all you want is for your kids to be happy, right?
Yeah.
And that's everything.
So I know Nicola has her film premiere this weekend.
She does. She does. Yes.
Are you dressing her? Are you going?
I am dressing her, and I will absolutely be there. I'm very proud to be there. She's worked so hard.
I have to say, when we were doing research for this, we were amazed that you are the person who has been on the most Vogue covers of anyone we've interviewed.
Oh, stop.
31. Do you have a favorite? When you think of Vogue covers, do you have one that you go to immediately?
Sorry, how many was that?
31. Internationally.
Okay. You know, I have to say, I loved the Michael Janssen cover that we did for British Vogue. Mm-hmm. That had one of the dogs on the cover. And people say, don't work with dogs or children. And that cover was...
Was it your dog?
It was our dog. Okay. There was a dog and there was children. And there was Michael Janssen. It was a real moment.
You have a big birthday coming up.
Yes.
Do you have plans? Is that something you're going to be celebrating? Marc Jacobs a few days ago posted his birthday cake and he had a lot of candles.
I don't love big birthday parties. I just like to surround myself with the people that I love, that I care about. I did say to Mark when I last saw him, God, Mark, we've got some big birthdays coming up. I was like, how do you feel about that? And he turned to me and he said, you know, Victoria, it's better than the alternative. And I said, what's that? He's like, not being here. I was like, well, actually, you got a point, Mark. And don't we just love Mark for that honesty?
But I mean, the words of wisdom from Marc Jacobs, very important. Is there any, like, one word that comes to mind when you think about aging? Is it a good thing? Are there bad things?
I think it's good if you are healthy, happy, content, but still driven and excited and still ambitious, then that's all good.
What is the Victoria's Secret to getting older? Is there one thing?
I think work hard, but, you know, have fun. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the journey, you know, over the years from being in the Spice Girls to starting my brand to being where I am now. I think it's about working hard, but really enjoying the journey.
I'm going to do a rapid fire round of quick questions.
Okay, good.
Dream vacation.
I'd say somewhere beautiful in Europe in the summertime. Yeah.
With the family?
With my family, yeah.
What's on the soundtrack?
90s soul and R&B.
Okay. What's your guilty pleasure?
Little cocktail or something.
What's the cocktail of choice for Victoria?
Well, we're currently into a Lapisine, I have to say.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Oh my gosh, it's a life changer.
Oh my gosh, tell me everything.
Okay, it's a little champagne with a big ice cube and a little soda water.
Oh, so, yeah. Quite straightforward.
Quite straightforward. Yeah, we're into that right now.
Lovely. Yeah. All right. And is there anything in your closet that Harper is not allowed to borrow?
No, I mean, I really do value my Jordan 4s. And she does, because I'm a secret collector of trainers, and she does like to wear them.
Okay.
Even the really exclusive ones.
Okay.
I can't say no to her. She can. All the kids can borrow anything that they want.
Are you are a regular Instagram. Do you have a Finsta?
A what?
Fake Instagram where you can sort of lurk and look at people?
No. Is that a thing?
Yeah, you should get one.
What is it again?
A Finsta, a fake Instagram. And that way people don't see that you're looking at what they're doing.
I should. That sounds like fun.
What's your favorite online shopping site?
First Dibs. Mm-hmm. We love our homes, mm-hmm. and you know, you can find some great things.
What's the last great thing you got on First Dibs?
Probably some lights or something like that.
Okay. It's the 30th anniversary of the Spice Girls, mm-hmm. which is very exciting. Is there a Spice Girls group chat?
Actually, we do have a group chat.
What makes it sort of pop off? What are you guys excited to sort of get in touch about?
You know, I just think, listen, we're all mums.
Okay.
You know, we're all very close to our children, and we've all got such different careers now. Mm. I think what we created is so special and such a legacy and something really to be celebrated. You know, we just had some stamps.
I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. How do you feel about knowing that people will be licking you?
Did Anna vet these questions? Is what I want to know. All right, it's quite the thing, apparently. I didn't realize quite what an honor it was.
And
I was working out in the gym with David, and he was like, oh my God, you didn't tell me that you had these stamps. It's quite
do you guys
good
work
thing.
Out together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
the two
so
of us
nice.
Do, yeah. David's often the DJ. He likes to procrastinate.
What is he playing usually?
It's always the same, 90s soul and R&B.
Okay.
Yeah, he likes to procrastinate. I work much harder in the gym, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
I don't expect, I'm not suggesting you're going to be a grandmother anytime soon. I'm just curious.
Well, I just thought there's something that you're not telling me. Right? There's nothing you know? Okay.
We did not get an insider scoop.
One day, hopefully,
yes.
we will be blessed. But thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun.